Well, we're 11 days into December. What is it? 13 days to the 24th. And we have the candlelight service. Is that right? It's the 11th. So, yeah, three and one is four. So, yeah. Now, don't get me in too much at math, because I'm not, that's not my deal, I tell you. You know, you ever think about favor, having favor? I don't know, Lynette and I have many times as we're praying about, especially about things that I've in building this campus, over since 1976, I don't know how many times we have had myself and then my wife with me have asked God for help us with favor. You know, I want to talk about God's favor working in your life. We know that having favor with God operating in our life helps us in every area of life. You know, when you have favor with God operating, you'll find that you'll get increases in your level of living, both spiritually and naturally. You know, coming from a book called The Favor, The Road to Success, he gives an illustration that, you know, sometimes if you're in business meetings, they can get a little heated because everybody is in competition with everybody else because they're wanting to be better to get promoted, and it can get a little bit heated. And this one man, he realized this was going on, so he just quietly started confessing God's favor. Lord, thank you for favor in this meeting, that everyone will respond favorably to one another. And within just a few minutes, everybody settled down, and they had a great meeting in the entire room. They left in good standing with each other, and it was successful. But he started praying for God's favor. You know, you may be in a tough situation, and it looks like all hope is gone, but hey, don't give up. Your situation may look impossible, but don't ever rule out the favor of God. That's what Joel Osteen says. I've known Joel for a long time. When Dad used to go down there and preach for him, Joel was just a young boy down there. You know, but that's a good statement. Joel made that statement. He said, your situation may look impossible, but don't rule out the favor of God. Favor of God. We're always talking about the faith of God and all kinds of power of God, but the favor of God is important. Now, actually, many people have wrong motives or attitudes, you might say, that keep them from walking in the favor of God. Some people always think negatively, and they think everybody's against them. Some people are insecure and afraid, and they show no confidence at all. Some people are greedy, and they run over everybody because they want to get their fair share and yours too. And then some people are referred to, you know, as having a persecution complex. Wherever they are, they're sure that somebody's out to get them. You ever run into anybody like that? You know, when people have the wrong attitudes, they can't experience favor. When you keep the right attitudes, you'll begin to experience favor with God and man. Now, let's look at 1 Samuel 2:26. It says here, and the child Samuel grew in stature and in favor both with the Lord and men. The NLT says it like this. Meanwhile, the boy Samuel grew taller and grew in favor with the Lord and with people. The Message says, blessed by God and popular with people. Now, how did Samuel obtain this? He obeyed what the Lord had told him, and he found great favor with God and people. You know, you need to expect or believe that you're going to have favor with God and with man. Expect God to move in your behalf with favor. Expect God to speak to other people favorably about you. You know, expect God's favor in everything that you're involved in. Now, the Word of God has many, many, many scriptures. It talks about favor. We're just gonna hit a few of them right now. Psalms 5:12. I got quite a few scriptures here, so you might want to. I see a lot of you with your device out, so you're gonna have to go quick. And then some are turning pages, and some have got both, got their Bible and their. And they're probably doing what I do. I have my Bible out, or if somebody is and I'm listening, I'll have my Bible, but then I'll have my device and I look at the other translations. Get a better eye. The reason I like to look at different translations, I'm gonna read all, well, most of them New King James, but one NIV and one Amplified. The reason I like to look at other translations as I read that from different translations, you get a little better idea of what the scripture really is talking about. Now, Psalms 5:12, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him with a shield. Psalms 89:17. We're going to be in Psalms there. Psalms 89:17. Then we're going to Psalms 102. Then we're going to Proverbs 12, and then we're going to 2 Corinthians 6, and then we're going to Ephesians 4. That's where we're going, if anybody want to know. All right, Psalms 89:17. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn is exalted. Now Psalms 102:13. And you will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time of to favor her. Yes, the set time has come. Now, if you know anything about types and shadows and all that kind of stuff, I took that in college. Zion here is a type of the church. Okay, Proverbs 12:2. Okay, I'll give you a chance to turn there. Now you got to go to another book. So. Wait a minute. These all I'm reading, all these so far I've read from the New King James. Proverbs 12:2. Let me see. Looks like everybody found it. A good man obtains favor from the Lord, but a wicked man's intentions he will condemn. Then you go to 2 Corinthians 6:2. 2 Corinthians 6:2. Now he says, for he says, in the time of favor, I heard you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you now, is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Here, favor is in their scripture twice. Now go to Ephesians 4:7. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified. Ephesians 4:7. I'm looking when I see people getting it, I go, all right. Yet grace, God's unmerited favor, was given to each of us individually, not indiscriminately, but in different ways, in proportion to the measure of Christ's rich and boundless gifts. Now, all these scriptures we read, I think, leave us with no doubt that God wants to us, his children, to have favor. Okay? He wants us to have favor both spiritually and naturally. I want you to notice in some of these scriptures we read, they have favor with God and man. They were popular with Samuel there when we read Samuel. See, God is concerned about every area of your life, not just your spiritual area. Some people, everything is spiritual, and thank God for the spiritual. That's the number one thing. But we are more than spiritual. We are a natural person living in a natural world, and God wants us to have favor and have success in the natural world. Look at what he did for Abraham. Go look at what he did for Jacob, that changed his name to Israel, become the father of the children of Israel. All of them found favor. Now, you know, a little story here. Two children in a certain family were having difficulty in school and their grades had dropped. They weren't doing really well in school. So their mother was reading in Luke 2:40, in the NLT it says, there the child grew up healthy and strong and filled with wisdom and God's favor on him. So she had her children, she got off of this verse, she made a confession for them. And every morning she told them, she said, you say this, say and put your name there, whatever their name was, Jim, Johnny, Sue, whatever, is growing, filled with wisdom, and God's favor is upon us. We are learning today. We have favor with God and our school teachers and our fellow students. Within a few weeks, both children's grades improved. One came from an F to a C. The other one came from a D to a B. Just by making a confession based on the scripture there. You know, I like to read the Ephesian scriptures. You know, if my phone will work, here we go. Ephesians 1:16, and I read it like this. You might want to start doing this. I learned this from my dad. He's the one that told me to do this years ago. Do not cease to give thanks for making you mention of you in my prayers. This is Paul. Now, 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to, and I put my name, Ken, the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of him, the eyes of Ken's understanding be enlightened, that Ken may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of his the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places. And I used to go on and all read the whole thing. And then I like to go over to the Ephesians, go to the third chapter of Ephesians. And I do the same thing. Start with verse 14. This is the way I read it. I'm doing it, showing you how I do it so you can do it. For this reason, I bow my knee to the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant Ken, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in Ken's heart through faith, that Ken, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, and the depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes the knowledge, that Ken may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ to all generations forever and ever. Amen. I read those scriptures at least three times a week. I try to read them every day, but I read those scriptures about myself. I learned this. My dad did that all the time. Why? Because if you want to have favor with God and know the wisdom of God, then you got to do what the scripture says. Here, these kids change their grades simply by making some statements. God wants you to have favor in everything you do, your spiritual walk. He wants you to fulfill whatever you're doing in life. I'm not talking about ministry. I mean, whatever you're doing. God doesn't need everybody in the ministry. He needs a bunch of people working in regular jobs that's helping to support the ministry and helping to support in the local church. You know, he wants you to have favor with relationships, with business deals. Well, that's natural. Yeah, but God's interested in your natural business. He wants you to have favor with your financial situation. He wants you to have favor when you're working with other people. He wants you to have favor with your family. See, when you build a scriptural foundation to have the favor of God operating in your life, you'll begin to see some things change and see some difference. Now you got to have a favor mentality based on the word that will help you to think the right thoughts in every situation. Now, look at the people that had success in the Bible when they had favor. They had favor. No matter what the circumstance, God caused them to have favor. Look at Israel. They were slaves in Egypt, treated very harshly. Yet when they left Egypt, God gave them favor. And he told them, go to your neighbors and ask them for silver and gold and raiment and all that kind of stuff. And then it says there in Exodus 12:36, and the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that they granted them what they requested, and that thus they plundered the Egyptians. In other words, they took off with everything. But that's what God told them to do. When they did what God told them to do, they had favor. You understand what I'm saying to you? They had to do what God told them to do. He told them to go ask for silver and gold and stuff. And when they went and asked, they had favor. The people just gave it to them. See, they obeyed God's instruction. Then they had favor with the Egyptians that had been harsh to them, been their slave drivers. Because they had favor, the same people that had ruled over him now were blessing them. Joseph kept a good attitude in every situation. He had favor with Potiphar. He had favor with the prison overseer. He had favor with Pharaoh. Look there in Genesis 39:2. Genesis 39:2. And then we're going to read 2-4, and then we're going to drop down to 39:21. Okay, here we are. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper his hand. So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him the overseer of the house, and all he had, he put under his authority. Joseph found favor because he was following God. Then in 39:21, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison turned to run into the prison over to Joseph. He found favor. Then Acts 7:9. I'm reading this out of the New King James. And the patriarchs are his brothers, became envious and sold Joseph into Egypt. But God was with him and delivered him out of all of his troubles and gave him favor and wisdom in the presence of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And he made him the governor over all Egypt and all his house. He found favor everywhere. He found favor because he was following God, yielding to the will of God, caused Esther to have favor with the king. There in Esther 2:17. And the king loved Esther more than all the other women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins. So he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Now here you see She is an exile from Israel. But through her finding favor with the king, she saved all of the people of Israel. You ever read that story? If you hadn't read it, go read the book of Israel, Esther, okay? Now, Daniel found favor while he was in captivity and received promotion above those around him because he stayed faithful to God. Here, look here at Daniel 1:8. Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God had brought Daniel into the favor and goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. Favor. All of these favor. Ruth, she's busy taking care of her mother-in-law. Now, she had married a man from another country. Now he dies, and her mother-in-law wants to go back to her people. So Ruth goes, Naomi tells her to stay there, but no, Ruth says, no, I'm going with you and take care of you. So she came. Now here she is, busy, gleaning in the field, going out. What they would do, they'd go out and glean after the people had gone by, and they would pick up the extra that fell. It'd be like going down, going behind the combine and the stuff that it fell out from, it didn't fall off of the trailer or the wind blew it as it was going down then they go along and they're picking all that up. That's the way people would do. Now, this is the way they were eating. God gave her favor with Boaz. That was his fields. And so that she could get abundant supply. Let's read this story here in Ruth 2:13. Come on. Well, I'm thinking Christmas already. Christmas messages. Did you know you have to do that when you're in my position? I got to preach now, but we got coming up, we got candlelight and carols and Christmas messages. All right, here we go. Ruth 2:13, you got it? Then she said, let me find favor in your sight. She is talking to Boaz. For you comfort me and have spoken kindly to your maidservant, though I am not one of your maidservants. Now Boaz said to her at mealtime, come here and eat of our bread and dip a piece of your bread into the vinegar. So she sat beside the reapers. See, that was the workers. That was his workers. They were reaping the harvest. And he passed parched grain to her, and she ate and was satisfied and kept some to take back to her mother-in-law, Naomi. And when she arose to glean, Boaz commanded the young man, saying that'd be the foreman over all the people that were there to harvest, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves. Now that means she could go in among the, she didn't have to wait till it fell out. She could go get it. Don't get on her. Don't report yourself. Don't get on her. Also let some of the grain fall out of the bundles purposely. Leave it that she may glean and do not rebuke her. Here it says she found favor with Boaz. Now, the people in the early church had favor with those around them as they praised the Lord. Look in Acts 2:46. Acts 2:46. So continually daily, with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor among the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. I want you to notice, as all of these people, everything we've read, as they're following God, they find favor with the people. They're finding, here it says they were praising God. Now they did find favor with God, you know that. But it didn't say that having favor with the people. That means people around them were blessing them. You can read many other experiences of favor of people in the Bible. You know, they were doing just what we were doing. They were serving God. So, if God is no respecter of persons, and if he was willing to give favor to the people in Bible days, he will also give favor to us today. Sometimes we don't expect it, so we don't get it. See, a missionary was taking Bibles into a closed country. As he came through the entry point into the country, he was carrying a Bible in his hand, but he had more Bibles sewn in the lining of his long big coat he had on. The border guard asked, said, "Do you have any more books like that?" When the missionaries told him, "I most assuredly do," the guard quickly motioned him on through. We don't know what the Holy Spirit made the guard hear when the missionary spoke, but one thing for sure, the guard had given the missionary favor so he could get into the country with the Bibles. That also comes from that book, Favor, the Road to Success by Bob Busey, or Bussey, however, I don't know how you pronounce it. You see, I do know this. One of our Rhema grads, back in the early days, before the Iron Curtain ever fell, Jim Caseman took, I don't know how many hundred thousands of Kenneth Hagin's books into Russia, or the Soviet Union is called. We call it Russia, but actually it was the Soviet Union. It's a bunch of countries. And he would cross, usually there from Finland in there. And the story is told that one time the guards opened the suitcase and there was all the books. Now, I don't know what the guards saw, but they said, "Okay, close the suitcase off," and marched him on. And there was the books. Favor. Come on now. See, we need to know that we can have favor as we follow God. We can have favor with God and man. I did that teaching, and I've got a book called Expect. But you got to expect God's favor. Believe that it's going to happen to flow freely in your life. See, when you operate in truth and mercy, you can expect favor. Proverbs 3, 3 and 4. Proverbs 3, 3 and 4. "Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man." Operate in mercy and truth. You know, seek to do good even when evil is done to you. Then you'll find favor. Proverbs 11:27. We walked through the scriptures tonight, haven't we? But I'm establishing a case that, hey, God wants us to have favor. But if we're going to have it, we've got to do some things, and God expects it. See here, it says here, I seek to do good when evil is even done to you. You'll find favor. Proverbs 11:27. He who earnestly seeks good finds favor, but trouble will come to him who seeks evil. When we maintain a good reputation, we experience God's favor. Proverbs 22:1. A good name is chosen rather than great riches, loving favor rather than silver or gold. See, some people would do anything for a buck. One guy was saying, I don't know, I heard somebody saying something on, they were just spoofing, but they were saying, TV, this guy said, oh, he would sell his mother for $100. Somebody was saying that. But you see, some people are more interested in money than they are finding favor. Who cares if they find favor or not? See, we need to live in mercy and grace, mercy, love, integrity. If you give your word about something, then keep it if it costs you. Then you'll find favor. I learned that from my grandpa, the only grandpa I had, my mom's dad, Papa. He went home to be with the Lord when I was in the sixth grade, 12 years old. But he had told me, he had said earlier, he had said, "Son, you're only as good as your word." He said, if I give my word to a man and shake his hand and give my word, I don't have to have a lawyer. I don't have to have nothing. I will keep my word if it costs me. If you want to find favor, be a person of your word. If you said it, do it. Now, I don't know how many of you were around here in Oklahoma back, I guess in the late 70s, early 80s, they were drilling all these short, not deep oil wells around here in this part of the country. Was anybody around here know what I remember, what I'm talking about? I see Danny Burton raise his hand. He didn't know back here. Well, this one guy, he was doing this. And so I said, "Yeah, I'll invest. Next time you get ready to drill one of those, let me know about it. I'll invest." Well, after I had talked to him about that, I found out that he was a shyster. If you don't know what that means, that means he took people's money and never did what he said he was going to do. Well, hey, I didn't have a lot of money back then, and what I would do, because I was an evangelist back then, we had no church. So when I go out preaching, people would shake my hand, leave a dollar or five or maybe a 20. I'd just throw it in a bank zipper bag back then. And I had saved over a period of three or four years, I'd saved up $5,000. Well, that's what the investment was. And so he said, "Hey, I'm ready to do that drilling. You ready? You want to get in?" "Yeah, five." I give him the $5,000. I gave him that $5,000, because I had told him ahead of time, "Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it." And I knew right then when I handed it to him that it wasn't coming back, that I wasn't going to get nothing. But I kept my word. I kept my word. If you want to find favor, keep your word. Have you ever know some people, any of you know people that when they say something, you sort of go, "Well, we'll hide and watch. We'll wait and see." We came out here in 76, bought that first building on the corner and 6 acres behind it. I told the city, met everybody in the city, told them what we were going to do. We started doing it. It wasn't very long till the people, somebody said something. One of the officials told me this. Somebody said, "Raymond said they're going to do this." And the person didn't say, "When is it going to be finished?" We hadn't even started. But that's because I kept my word. If you go, my wife can tell you, I had a master plan drawn of this entire campus. Where this auditorium sits in 1976, I had an auditorium sitting here. Is that not right, hon? Where these buildings are, the SDC 1 and 2. There wasn't nothing here. In fact, they're just open ground here. We had that one building over there and half of the one behind it, which we call the Rhema, the Rooker Memorial Auditorium, named after my grandfather. Now, but you see, because that we did what we said we'd do, we found favor with the city. They began to believe in us. We found favor. We had to redo the laundry room in the apartments. Okay, there was a boom on. It was time to close it up because students were fixing to come in. Last of August, Charlie was here. He was over it. He called down there to get inspection, and the chief inspector down there, he said, "Oh, go ahead and cover it up. You guys have never cheated on anything yet. and I'll come by later on. We're too busy to get by there right now. I got too many projects going. I'll come by and sign off on it later. Just go ahead and cover up, because you got to, you know, got to get the electricity. It's got to be, you know, and all the pipes and everything. And so we covered it up. He came by later and said, see, that's finding favor. Why did we find favor with him? Because we were honest. We did what we said. See, as you follow God and follow the word of God, you do what's right. Then you find favor with man. That's the way you find favor with God and man. You know, keep a good positive attitude, expecting favor. Believe the promises of God about having favor. Maintain a good confession about favor in your life. Anybody get anything out of this? Everybody stand up. All right. You stand up. Okay, here we go. I want you to make this confession with me, okay? God has promised me favor in his word. I'm highly favored by God. I have the favor of God in everything I do. I have favor with every person I meet. I have favor at home with my family. I have favor at work with my bosses and my coworkers. I have favor at school with my teachers and fellow students. I have the favor of God in everything I do. Now raise your hands and thank God for his favor. Father, we thank you for your favor tonight. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We expect it. We expect to have favor. When we live in line with your word, we expect to have favor, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I trust you got something out of this tonight. It's a little different, but hey, God wants us to have favor in life. As you have favor in life, you become successful.